a corporate.
Welcome to the Natural Healthcare Show. If you struggle with weight or belly fat, have metabolism issues, or find it hard to fall asleep but are always tired, Dr. Brian Foley is here to lead you on a path to better health through a natural approach to healthcare. If you would like to talk to Dr. Brian Foley, give us a call at 615-737-9986. Now, here's your hosts for today's show, Dr. Brian Foley.
Welcome, listeners. This is Dr. Brian Foley, your alternative doctor, and this is a live show, and I got another alternative doctor on the show, Dr. Rob. Dr. Rob, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, good. For those that don't know, this is a live show, but we are not in the studios yet, and Dr. Rob's at his house, I'm at my house, and we have this all put together with the magic of our producer, Greg. So we want to make sure that you get this information. It's vitally important to your health and many, many other people's health, because obviously if we get you healthy, you go out and tell other people. Now, the difference with what we do and traditional medicine would be we actually get down and we fix problems. Now, how do we fix the problems? Well, we fix it with genuine replacement parts, real food, whole food. That's what your body needs. That's what it's designed to use. So what do we fix? Well, Dr. Rob, why don't you tell the listeners what we fix?
Well, that's a pretty good open-ended question there, because we have a lot of different areas that people have problems in. And when we talk about fixing problems, we look at the person as a whole person. We don't have the luxury of just looking at one piece or part of the person. And so you might say, you name it, we fix it, or at least improve it. If there's not a fix right immediately available. So we help with digestion, with of course, with immune system, with the with joints, with bones, with muscles. A lot of the stuff that we help people with is stress. They're stressed out and they need a support for their adrenals and their the part of their body that helps them to get up in the morning and have energy during the day and be able to sleep at night. We help them with all of the developmental issues. Sometimes people need some hormone support, or they need some balance later on in life with their hormones. So we fix a lot of different things.
That's right. Matter of fact, if you could think of it, we could probably fix it. So,
yep.
So what we do is, the difference is that we're actually fixing things. Now, I have nothing against medicine other than it's overutilized. But we should be looking at medicine as a short-term solution, not a long-term solution. So all medicine, whether it's prescribed or over-the-counter, has side effects, unwanted effects. Now, Dr. Rob, why don't you tell them about some of the side effects that occur when we give somebody whole food?
First off, you could feel better.
Yeah.
Secondly, right. The side effects of foods are that your body is supported in ways that you might not have recognized it, at first when you're taking it. You might not think that taking something that's going to help your circulation could also maybe help your eyesight. And the thing is that there's so many connections in the body, and these things are not easily able to be detected even by the person themselves. So you might be taking a supplement for one thing, and we'd be surprised. Even somebody with many years of experience could be surprised of what else might get fixed, just because the body has these connections that we just don't see.
That's right. So what happens is, in traditional healthcare, you know, you're fine and dandy until you get diagnosed with a disease. Well, now you're diagnosed with a disease. Guess what? We got three choices. We can burn it out, cut it out, or medicate it. And those are your only three choices. Well, I'm here to tell you, you got a fourth choice, and that is to fix the problem. Now, it doesn't fix overnight. Of course, the problem hasn't occurred overnight. Most of these problems that we deal with have been there at least a minimum of 10 years. To get high blood pressure, it takes about 10 years. To get high cholesterol, it takes about 10 years. To get high blood sugar, it takes about 10 years. Your body has a thing called homeostasis, which is always trying to balance it, keep it in a balanced mode, no matter what's going on in there. So your body's always trying to reach homeostasis all the time. So it does not want to be sick. That's one thing that's in our favor, is that the body always wants to be healthy, always wants to heal. So when somebody puts you on medication, and it always surprises me, I had a couple of them come in this week. I'm talking to the person. I says, "Oh, I see you're on high blood pressure." And I says, "Do you think that that's a problem?" He goes, "No, it's not a problem. I'm on medicine." Well, it is a problem. That means some part of your body is breaking down. So you have to have the medicine to do what your body used to do. So what Dr. Rob and I do is we find out what are those areas that are breaking down and causing high blood pressure or high cholesterol or high blood sugar. What is it that breaks down to cause you to have a cold or to cause you to be more prone to a virus? So there's something in the body that needs to be handled. And that is what we do, is we fix the body, and we do it with genuine replacement parts, real food. Now, Dr. Rob, if you have anything to say, that's fine. You can add to that. Yeah. But I'd like you to kind of explain maybe to the listeners the difference between whole food, our new listeners, whole food, and what's on the open market, because we're talking about supplements. People say, "Yeah, I'll just go down to Walgreens or I'll go to Walmart. They're cheaper there, and I'll get me some of those supplements there." What's the difference between what we're doing and what they can get on the open market?
So what we're doing is using these whole foods. Now, what you're getting on the open market, they might even have things like natural set on the label, or you know, vitamin, those kind of words seem like, oh, that's all, you know, everything's good here, but not necessarily the same thing as what we're doing. When you go down and just get something off the shelf, 9 times out of 10, or maybe 9.5 times out of 10, you're going to get something that's going to be either a nutraceutical or refined in some way that makes it not in a whole food form. So say you're going to get, like we always talk about, vitamin C. Say you get that off the shelf. You read on the label, on the back of it says vitamin C as ascorbic acid. And ascorbic acid is it's actually not from a plant most of the time. It's from coal tar. And it's just a lookalike. You could say it acts in certain ways in the body, kind of like vitamin C, and that's good enough for the standard anyway, and so they can claim that it's vitamin C and give it and sell it to you. Now, but it's not going to do the same as what actual vitamin C does. It's going to be stimulating to the body and damaging to the adrenals in a way that's just not going to get you the full real effect of and the healing effect of vitamin C in its whole form. I think that's what you're asking, right?
Yeah, just like a matter of fact, synthetic vitamin C, and most of these, unfortunately, are made in the lab. They're not coming from the ground. They're not coming from food. They're a chemical. They're called a nutraceutical. You got pharmaceuticals, nutraceuticals, and then you have whole foods or real foods. So, yeah. what we're trying to do is hopefully educate people to the difference between real food, which you actually comes from the ground, and that's what we use. It just happens to be in a pill form or a capsule form, versus what's on the open market, which are nutraceuticals. They're chemicals, and what happens is, these chemicals, they do not react as whole food does. I'm going to pick up on your example there with the vitamin C and ascorbic acid. If you take enough vitamin C or take enough ascorbic acid, here's the problem. The person's trying to help themselves, and they're on it for months and months and maybe even years and years. Well, in the long run, with ascorbic acid, you're burning up your adrenal glands. Your adrenal glands will get fatigued and tired from that. If your body actually needs vitamin C, it'll take that ascorbic acid and it'll have to build vitamin C. Ascorbic acid or vitamin C is not just ascorbic acid. There's cofactors, there's copper, there's all kinds of things. It's a complex, not one thing. But unfortunately, the FDA allows companies to be able to do that and call it a vitamin or call it a full vitamin or call it vitamin C, which is not vitamin C. Now, unfortunately, and the reason we even have this radio show is that you don't learn this stuff in school. Now, Dr. Rob, did you learn any of this in high school or elementary school? Anybody tell you about the difference between vitamin C and the difference between whole food and synthetic vitamins, nutraceuticals, pharmaceuticals? Anybody talk to you about that? Did you have that nutraceutical class?
Not at all. Yeah. It seems like you go scratch the surface and then you turn the page.
Yeah. And matter of fact, even in college, when I was in college, there was no discussion of this. And people just don't realize that there's a huge difference between taking real food to heal yourself and trying to heal yourself with vitamins, with synthetic vitamins. Now, every once in a while, it hasn't happened lately, I'll get somebody in and I say, oh, yeah, this is what you need. Well, I'm taking that. Oh, really? Let me see it. And it ends up being a nutraceutical. So it's not the same thing as what we're recommending. Here's another problem that we have is in the herbal class in the United States, it's like the Wild West. If Dr. Rob and I, we were in the herbal business and we were making an herb, well, some of the herbs, it's the leaves that are the active portion. Some of it is going to be the stem. Well, I could take the herb, and let's say the active portion is the leaf. I could take the leaf, which is active and would work, and I could sell Dr. Rob the stems, and he could grind it up, put it in his bottle. I grind mine up, put it in my bottle, and we can call it the same thing and sell it for the same price. There's nothing that stops a company from doing that. Now, most of the herbs that we use actually come from Australia, which they look at herbs over there almost like medicine. They have the equivalency of the FDA, so they're very high quality standard herbs. So a lot of people come in and say, I'm taking this ashwagandha, and we got a liquid ashwagandha, and if I ever give it to them, what happens is their mouth puckers up, and I said, does your ashwagandha taste like that? They're going, oh, no, it doesn't taste at all like that. So these are professional grade. Here's another problem is there's professional grade and consumer grade that most people don't know about. All right. We're going to take a short break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about our office. But our subject this week is going to be your immune system. And we'll do that after. Welcome back, listeners. This is Dr. Foley, your alternative doctor, and I'm on the radio here with another alternative doctor, Dr. Rob. How you doing there, Doc?
I'm doing good.
All right. Well, before we get started here, I want to let the listeners know that we do have some webinars coming up. Our Wednesday webinar, because of Thanksgiving, of course, we don't take much of a holiday here because sickness doesn't take a holiday, so neither do we. But we aren't going to have one of them on Wednesday, and on Thursday. Thursday will be the Thanksgiving, I believe. And so we're not going to have one this week, but the following week, which, believe it or not, will be December already, December the 3rd, we'll have our neuropathy workshop. That's not this coming Thursday, but the next Thursday. So if you have anything going on with your feet, numbness, tingling, burning, anything like that, we have some great new New information to give you, new technology to fix that kind of stuff. I know you've been told it's permanent. It'll never get fixed. There's no cure for it. But let me tell you, there is. And you have to attend the neuropathy webinar to get that information. Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, we will have our thyroid Hoshimoto webinar, and that's on the thyroid. If you think you have a problem with your thyroid, you know you have a problem. If somebody told you you had Hoshimoto's, you wonder what Hoshimoto's is, attend the webinar on Wednesday. And then Saturday, Saturday morning, it's our only morning workshop, we got plantar fasciitis. So if you're getting that heel pain, you got pain in the feet that is achy and sore, especially at the end of the day, you're okay during the day, but a lot of times you get this achy soreness and a lot of heel pain in there. Maybe plantar fasciitis, you need to come to these workshops and get this information. So these are webinars. If you'd like to come to any of those webinars, any three of them, all you have to do is call 615-333-0056. 615-333-0056. Somebody will answer that number. Just leave your name, number, phone number, and please leave your email address. We're not going to do anything with your email address except send you the invitation to the webinar you want to go to. All right, 615-333-0056. And also, as a community service, we do on Tuesdays have our Heart Rejuvenation Day. This is where you can come in absolutely and totally free. And we have a very, very unique machine. I think we're the only one in the whole state that has this. It's called the Heart Sound Recorder. I like to call it the Heart Nutritional Recorder, because what it does is it tells us, based on the sound of your heart, the valves, what nutrition you may be missing. So your valves are very, very sensitive. Your whole heart is very sensitive. So we're using the heart as a window to the rest of the body. That's actually free, normally about $130 to have that done. But you can come in on Tuesday to have that done. Well worth it. Be in our office about 40 minutes. Dr. Rob or myself will talk to you after we get the heart sound recorder done. You got four valves. We get four grafts. And it can be very eye-opening. It doesn't tell us if you're going to have a heart attack, a stroke, or anything like that. It's not designed for that. It's designed for functional, nutritional problems. So that's the Heart Sound Recorder. We call it the Heart Rejuvenation Day. We do that on Tuesday at no charge to anybody that's interested. All you have to do is just call 615-333-0021. That's 615-333-0021. Now, nobody's going to answer that number, so just leave your name, number, and that you'd like to come in on Tuesday, and tomorrow one of my staff will give you a call and get you scheduled for that. All right, I think that's everything we needed. Now, if you do have any questions while the show is on, we're glad to answer any questions, any health questions that you might have. You can do it two ways. You can call in 615-737-9986, 615-737-9986. If you don't like to call in, you can always, during the show, you can email me at nutritional, that's nutritional with an A-L, nutritionalquestion@gmail.com, nutritionalquestion@gmail.com. And we will answer your question on the air for you. All right. So, Doc, we were talking about nutrition and how we use nutrition in our office. And another problem that we run into that people don't know about is our food that we're eating. We call it food. I call it fake food. It looks good. It smells good. And it tastes good. But, Doc, what happened to all the nutrition that used to be in it?
Well, they kept other things as a higher priority for the food, like shelf life and stability. They want to be able to sell something that's not rotten, so they killed the food part of it and preserved the rest.
Right,
it's part of it.
Yeah, I can guarantee you, if a food company is coming out with a new food of some type, who knows what. They're not looking at the nutritional content of that, let me rephrase that. Very few of them are looking at the nutritional content of it.
That's right.
They're looking at, does it taste good, smell good, and how long will it last?
Yeah, and if they don't have a food that's gone rotten, they really can't sell that, and they put all this money into it. So the shelf life was a big deal, was one of the big things driving all this. Another thing that drove it was when it comes to things like gluten, was the way that the actual plant, say wheat, grows. Mm-hmm. They change the wheat through breeding it. And this isn't anything special as far as a lab or anything goes. They just do their normal breeding. And when you change one gene, because that's what you do when you select, like, say you're a dog breeder. When you select a certain dog, you're promoting certain genes over another dog. Just by.
Oh, we lost you there, Doc. Hope we're still on the air here.
Hello.
Yeah, we lost you there.
Are we back? Okay. Oh, anyway. So, did you miss the part about the wheat?
We got you on the wheat, and you were up to comparing wheat to dogs.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, when you choose one versus another, wheat or dogs, you're choosing which genes to continue on, and when you do that, so for example, with gluten. They change one gene that changes how high the wheat grows, and that one gene is in control of more than just how high the wheat grows. And so anyway, through this breeding process, they've changed the gluten, and wasn't nearly as big of a problem as it is today, and has become more and more of a problem just because of the way the modern wheat has become. So that's another thing that we look at, just unintended consequences of the modern process. The improvement process didn't include the nutrition.
Right. Yeah. Every time man tries to better something, like hybriding it, crossbreeding it, or even these GMOs, which is genetically modified, it mucks it up for the original purpose that it was there for, and that was to keep people healthy. So the wheat that we're eating nowadays is not the same wheat our grandparents ate. It's probably not even the same wheat our parents ate. It's been hybrid, crossbred so much. You used to go out to those wheat fields and the wheat was up to your shoulder. Now it's down below your knee, but there's more yield to it. Corn, you know, they don't tell us what's GMO anymore. I don't know why we don't have a law that states that they have to say what foods are GMO. That just tells you what kind of a strong lobbyist they have and how political this stuff gets. But GMO, we know that corn is GMO. All commercial corn is GMO corn. And that is going to be a problem because that's not, once they change that, it's really not corn that's compatible to our body. It's a whole new thing. And all these things like viruses and bacteria, yeast, they have to adapt to that. So those are starting to change too. And as they're not changing for the better, they're getting harder and harder to spot. Another good example of like bacteria adapting is antibiotics. The antibiotics that used to work 10, 15, 20 years ago don't work today because they're too weak. We're creating super bugs. And this is going to be a problem in the future. It's already a problem now. We see these people in our office, don't we, Doc?
Oh, yeah. I really am glad to be doing this type of work, because when you talk about the future, I don't like to think about that too much, because, boy, people coming in, they get an education, but the amount of change that's going on in our food system is not slowed down, I don't think, anyway. And this information needs to get out so that people can know how to take care of themselves and how to what real food, real nutrition is, so they can have a healthy body.
That's correct. So this, our ultimate goal is to work ourselves. All right, we're going to take a short break. Coming back, we're going to talk about accepting your immune system. Stay healthy naturally, and what you need to do to keep your immune system in good shape. All right. Welcome back, listeners. You're listening to the longest running live natural healthcare show in Nashville. We've been doing this now for over 10 years. And this is the show that avoids the fads, the trends, and the bold-faced lies out there on healthcare. And we get down to the nitty-gritty on how to get healthy, stay healthy, and do it all naturally. Now, you've been hearing what Dr. Rob and I have had to say about what we do. I'm going to read you a couple of what we call success stories. And this one here, she titled it, "I Feel Like a New Woman." I think that is actually a country song. After completing the 21-day purification program, which is a program that we have, a matter of fact, there's going to be a challenge through standard process. It's the Detox 21-Day Purification Challenge, which means that that you're going to be challenged to do it. And it's through standard process, and you'll get more information on that as it comes. But they got a Vitamix and a bunch of other stuff that you can win. But this person said, after completing the 21-day purification program, "I feel like a new woman. At the end of a teaching day," she was a teacher, "so at the end of my teaching day, my feet are the only part of my body that feels tired. The rest of me has plenty of energy after school and evening events. My clothes fit better. I am very grateful for this program and for Dr. Rob and Dr. Foley." So that's one person came in and did the program and started feeling better, changed her life around. Here's another one. "No longer crave sugar and lost 20 and a quarter inches." And this is what Lynn says. "I found that once you are not eating sugar, you no longer crave things made with sugar. Major change in my life, but a much needed one. After 5 weeks into the program, I lost 12 pounds and overall 21 and a quarter inches." Now, she means when she's measuring her waist, her legs, and all that. "I have a ton more energy than I ever had in my life." And that was Lynn that wrote that one up. All right. So those are the things that happen when you come in and we start finding out what your body needs. And we're not guessing at this. We do all kinds of exams, all kinds of evaluations, functional evaluations, to make sure that we're doing the right thing and that we're getting the results that we're getting. So nothing in our office happens by mistake. It's all laid out there. Everybody that comes in, it's not like one size fits all. Everyone that comes in is a unique individual, and they have unique problems. And these programs are customized for your body, and that's one reason we get great results. All right, Doc, so we're going to be talking about the immune system. Is there anything to say about that?
Well, I'd say that it's one of the probably biggest topic people have got on their minds these days. I couldn't think of a reason. There's definitely a lot of talk about it, and you know, it is a subject because there's so much of a focus on drugs and not really a lot of attention on how the body actually works. I think that this is a great opportunity for people to learn and a good reason for them to learn. And I think this approach that we take is going to be a very refreshing for a lot of people, because when we talk about the immune system, really what we're talking about is your overall general health, because your immune system rides on top of the rest of the systems of the body, and the body can defend. A strong body has a strong immune system and can defend itself better from that position of strength.
That's right. And you can't go like dissect out your immune system. So you could go, you know, when Dr. Rob and I went through school, we had a human dissection. So we were doing that at college. We weren't doing it in our basement. But what we do in human dissection is you dissect out all of these symptoms, like your digestive system. You dissect out your circulatory system, your spinal system. So you cannot dissect out your immune system, because every gland and organ in your body has its own immune system to fight
off bacteria, viruses, parasites, yeast, and keep you healthy. So that's why we always say self-immunity is more important than immunizations, let's say. So self-immunity will keep you healthy, where immunizations are kind of forcing your body to be healthy. And you know that they say, oh, we got immunization. It's 90, 95% successful. Well, what about the people that aren't successful? And what about all of the side effects of the immunity? Everything that is injected in your body will have a side effect of some type. So it boils back down to yourself and getting yourself healthy and having this self-immunity is the really the only thing that will actually save you. So yeah. Most people that are getting the coronavirus, whether they know it or not, have some type of underlying issue in the body. Because a healthy body will never get it, period. You have immunity, so it's going to fight it off. It's not like some scary thing flying around in the air that is going to get everybody. Now, unfortunately, because of our food supply and because of all this sugar and everything else that works against our immune system, people are open to get this stuff. And like if you eat one say cookie or something sugary. Now we got Thanksgiving coming up, a piece of pie or something like that that has a lot of sugar in it, that depresses your immune system for approximately 10 minutes. Your immune system has to handle all that sugar. Well, now you're more vulnerable to viruses or bacteria or who knows what. So we want to keep you as healthy as possible. And that's really the approach that we take.
Yeah. When you talk about this, I think a lot of is assumed out there that people don't realize when they're hearing the advice, wash your hands, you know, keep physically distant, all those kinds of things. I wish that they would also say, you know, eat a healthy diet. Right. make sure that you get, we're going to talk a bit about this. Make sure you get plenty of calcium in your diet. Make sure that you have fresh fruits and vegetables, because really what we're assuming is when you're out there that out and about, that the body is going to be able to come up and show up with 100% health, and the washing the hands is going to, you know, somehow add to that. But and also when you get the vaccine, when if a person gets a vaccine, it's assumed that the body has everything that it needs to be able to react properly to that vaccine to make it effective. But that whole discussion of what is needed by the body to be strong and healthy and have all its resources so that it can have a good immune response, that conversation never happens. And you're about to be part of it right now. So I'm excited about this.
That's right. And, you know, every once in a while you hear on the radio, well, take some vitamin D. Well, a lot of people are taking vitamin D and it'll be the synthetic vitamin D again. So they're not getting the full effect of what they're taking. Or take some vitamin C. I've heard vitamin D, vitamin C. And again, they are taking a synthetic vitamin C, which isn't really vitamin C. The problem we have is boils back to our own health care. We don't have health care, we have disease care. So all of these people that are telling you to do this and do that, there's nothing wrong with them. They're trained that way, but they're taking the medical viewpoint on this. And they don't never give a functional viewpoint or a nutritional viewpoint or a natural viewpoint on how to get healthy and stay healthy. So all we ever get bombarded with is Marcus Welby MD type stuff and the latest and greatest and the thing that's going to save us. Well, the thing that's going to save you is yourself. You got to stay healthy. I'm sorry. It might not be that much fun. You might have to give up some candy. You might have to work on your cravings, but it's probably better than getting sick.
Right. Yeah. We've got quite a bit of, talk about certain vitamins out there. And I applaud that that kind of line of thinking. And if we could just add to it what we've already said before, that, not all vitamins are created equal. There's a whole bunch of them out there that are nutraceuticals when we think what we're getting is actually something that your body recognizes as food. And being able to go out there and get yourself the proper nutrients for the immune system, which is actually to say for your body, so that your immune system has a strong base to go from, that's going to be really big. So this is going to be really a good thing to get out your pen and paper. If you've got a place to write on, that'd be excellent to take some notes about what you're going to hear.
Yeah, and here's another thing. You know, they talk a lot about getting some vitamin C into you, getting some vitamin D. Well, vitamin D actually makes sure that the nutrition goes into the bloodstream. You have to have vitamin D to get the nutrition in. They never talk about vitamin F, vitamin. Nobody's probably ever heard of F vitamin, but there's F, there's G, there's T, there's K. Vitamins, but F vitamin, you have to have vitamin F to get the nutrition out of the blood. All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll come back. We're going to discuss on your immune system, how to get healthy, stay healthy, and do it all. All right. Welcome back, listeners. You're listening to the longest running live natural healthcare show in Nashville, and you're listening to Dr. Brian Foley, your natural healthcare doctor. And we also have Dr. Rob here. He's also a natural healthcare doctor, and we get people healthy. We do it naturally. We do it by nutrition, whole food nutrition, professional grade. We work with the body, and the body will heal if it has real parts, genuine replacement parts, real food. That's what we're looking for. All right. That's what the body's looking for, I should say. Before we get started, we're talking about the immune system here. Before we get started with our discussion here, I want to just remind people before the hour's over here that we do have some webinars coming up. On Wednesday night, we have our thyroid Hashimoto webinar. On Saturday morning, we have our plantar fasciitis. If you have any thyroid problems or Hashimoto's, you know you have Hashimoto's. Believe it or not, you can reverse Hashimoto's. I know you've told if you have Hashimoto's, you have it for the rest of your life. We've had four people this year, and it just went down to nothing. And there is no Hashimoto's anymore. It went dormant. So you can handle it. You know, miracles happen when you get the right food in there. So that's Wednesday is your thyroid Hashimoto's. Saturday is your plantar fasciitis. If you're having heel pain, you're having pain in the feet, your feet are good during the day. Maybe they hurt a little bit when you wake up and they get worse at night. That's probably plantar fasciitis. You need to attend that webinar and find out what's going on there. And then Thursday, of course, this coming Thursday will be Thanksgiving, so we're not having a webinar. But the next following Thursday, which will be December the 3rd, we're having our neuropathy webinar. And all these webinars, they fill up fast, so you need to get your seat assigned right now. Call 615-333-0056, and somebody's going to answer that number. Leave your name, number, and which webinar you want to go to, and we want your email. We need your email so that we can send you the invitation. All right, and then Tuesday, just as a quick reminder, Tuesdays is our Heart Rejuvenation Day. You can call the office. You can get the Heart Sound Recorder. You know, your heart has a lot to do with your immune system. You have to have a healthy heart. And you have a, if you have a healthy heart, because every piece of nutrition you ever took goes to that heart first. We use the heart as a window for the rest of the body. And if you have a healthy heart, you have a healthy immune system. So if you'd like to come in and have the heart sound recorder done, which tells us by the sound of the valves what nutritional deficiencies you may have, and then we can you can see the graphs. You'll talk to Dr. Rob. You'll talk to myself, who's ever available at that time, and we'll be able to get you onto the right nutrition. So 615-333-0021 for that one. 615-333-0021 for that heart rejuvenation day. Just call that number. Nobody's going to answer it, but just leave your name and number and tell me you'd like to come in for the heart rejuvenation day to get the heart sound recorder. All right. So, Dr. Rob, we've been talking about the immune system here. We're trying to give people a little different viewpoint, a little different focus. We don't hear a lot on what we need to do. Of course, we know in the environment we're in now, we need to wash our hands. We need to wear masks. We need to socially distance. All that is fair and good, but it really boils down to self-immunity. How are you taking care of your own body, and how healthy is your immune system? Now, if somebody walks in and they have a digestive problem, Doc, would you say that their immune system is pretty good?
Oh, no. Definitely going to be looking at more weaknesses than just the immune system, because, for example, somebody comes in with an immune problem, but then they're also really stressed. It'd be really tough for them to get over whatever sickness that is if they can't get over the stress as well.
Right. 80% of your immune system, and, you know, a lot of people will keep their stress in their stomach. They keep it in their abdomen area. But 80% of your immune system is your digestion. And so if somebody's coming in and they have, let's say they have acid reflux, that's a common one we see all the time, and we can fix it. You don't need to be on Nexium all your life. That tells me you have a compromised immune system. You have constipation. Now, Doc, it always surprises me. People want to know, well, I don't think I'm constipated. I say, well, how many bowel movements do you have? One. And then I say, well, how many meals a day do you eat? Three. Well, if you eat three meals a day, you should have three bowel movements a day. It's like sending three trains into a tunnel. You have to send, you send three trains in, they better come out the other end, or there's a train wreck somewhere. Well, what happens to that? If all that food is sitting in your digestive system, something has to happen to it, right? So what do you think happens, Doc?
Well, they get backed up, and that's a recipe for stress. It's a digestive stress or toxic stress on the body, and that doesn't help for healing or for being having a strong immune system either.
Right. So we know when people come in. Well, what? Here's another way you know if somebody has a compromised immune system. Are they taking any medication? Well, if they're taking medication, say they're taking it for cholesterol, you know, you don't kind of think this way. At least the public doesn't think this way about their immune system. But if you're taking medication for high blood pressure, high cholesterol, you're diabetic, you're insulin resistant, what do you think that that's doing to your immune system? It's compromising your immune system, right? You're not as healthy as you should be. So that leaves you prone or open to catching something, so to speak. So
yeah, you could say that the medication is doing one thing to benefit you, and then a bunch of other things to inhibit you from your health, from good health. So right. while it might be doing something that is necessary in one area, it's going to be at the very least, a drag on the system. If it's you could talk about the liver, for example. The liver is an does immune functions for you, and it helps detoxify, which is really critical when you get sick. But it's really busy when taking care of processing out drugs that you take, and so it's already busy. And when you get sick, you're going to get a backlog, and you're going to have a toxic buildup.
Yeah, exactly. And your immune system has to handle all of that, or it's your body is compromised. So some people think, well, if I take some supplements, that'll just fix my immune system. If I take vitamin C or I take vitamin D, if you're coming in with those type of problems, it's going to take a little bit more work to get your immune system up. All right, I hear that music coming on. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back after the break.
Program strives to provide accurate and trustworthy information. The advice given on this program is based on a short description of symptoms given by the caller and is given with the understanding that neither the station nor the host is offering a diagnosis or cure for any health-related condition. No sickness or physical disorder can be accurately diagnosed through the format of this program. Thus, anyone seeking advice should consult with their own medical professionals before pursuing any cures, procedures, or treatments suggested on the radio.